Critics say there is a glaring flaw in the bill that would require drug tests of TANF recipients.
Mr. Speaker, if we look at the fiscal note that's on our laptops there, you will see that it does have a $2 million fiscal note.
Representative Margo McNeil and other opponents say the state simply can't afford to spend $2 million to root out drug abusers who might be on temporary assistance for needy families. Sponsor Ellen Brandom of Sykeston objects to the $2 million price tag, which she claims is inflated.
But when you think that you could buy a drug test for $3, then we would hope that it could be administered for considerably less than $55.
The fiscal note is based on a drug test costing $55 administered to all TANF recipients. Brandom says that won't happen. She estimates her bill to cost $500,000 if approved. House Speaker Stephen Tilley expects the Senate, which has been lukewarm to the idea at best, to be more accepting this year.
I think that the House spoke pretty clearly this week, and I think the Senate should act on it.
Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.